I've been nauseous for the past few hours, and I don't know if it's actual nausea or acid reflux, but it's that feeling where there's like vomit hanging out right between my heart and my uvula, and it's just hanging out there. And I just ate I just cooked some hamburgers on the grill, and I basically just shoved the hamburger past all of that, thinking maybe it would take it with it. Nope. Still there. Has it gotten worse? It's just hanging out there. But it's very uncomfortable.
It's the worst.
Anybody else have that going on?
No, not at the moment.
Just me.
You know what I'm talking about? Anybody?
Just me.
Anybody else have vomit hanging out? Up their heart?
Anybody here from out of town? Anyone?
How about them Orioles?
First time in Baltimore?
What do you do for a living, sir?
Oh, you're out of work. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I am excited to be back playing this for several reasons. One, I really enjoyed having Matthew as our GM.
Yes.
You've been killing
it,
buddy.
Well done, Matthew.
Great job.
Start. Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm having fun running it for you guys. It's been a quarantine project, and who doesn't love a quarantine project?
It's been a real quarantine treat, as they say.
You really dove into it head first. It's been a refreshing breath of fresh air to not have to prep anything and just sit back and let old Matty Caps twiddle the ones and twos.
I was like, I knew this was going to be a ones and twos thing. Is that my DJ name?
I think
name?
DJ's Twiddle. That's Matty what it's Caps. Called. They twiddle.
Am I Matty Caps? Is that my DJ name?
Isn't DJ there a, Matty Caps.
Isn't there a Matt DJ Twiddle.
DJ. There's a relief pitcher named Matt Caps, too.
There is.
Oh, that's right.
You have to fight over the name.
You could be DJ Gabagool.
All right, there it goes.
Matthew, let me tell you something. I ordered from Murray's Cheese, A Taste of Italy, but to get excited for it, I opened up a little spicy soppressette.
Good try, but
cut open. I cut open some Cabot. Sharp Vermont cheddar cheese. Got myself some Triscuits. It's leaving Italy. I get it. Okay. Got myself some Triscuits.
I was going to say, Murray sent you Cabot cheddar
and
for their
I put some Grey Poupon. I put some Grey Poupon on there, too. Let me tell you, that was a hell of a cracker.
It was so good. Straight out of northern Italy. So, Triscuits Cabot cheese and Triscuits.
So Sammy and I will go up to Burlington and Stowe every once in a while to hit up all the breweries. Well, this is what we did before we had a child. Hit up all the breweries, and the food isn't anything spectacular out there, but it's just a great place to hang out any time of year. And when we get to Stowe, we go to the Alchemist, which is the big brewery out there, and there's a bunch of little ones nearby. But the Cabot Creamery is there, and so we always stop there because they have like 70 different cheeses, and it's all free samples. So it's like us and a bunch of old ladies just going to each sample one by one with a fresh toothpick. And it's awesome. It's one of the highlights of every time we go. We just like, gotta stop at the Cabot Creamery. Ooh, jalapeno
sounds
raisin.
Like heaven. Heaven. Heaven is what that sounds like.
Is this heaven? No, it's Vermont.
I doubt that kind of business is going to survive this. Just free cheese that you can just honor system
communal cheese.
You used to be so comfortable you'd share toothpicks with the old ladies.
Yes, yeah, here,
just
right,
go
here,
from
madam.
Station to station.
Oh, ma'am, don't throw that
allow
away.
Me. Take that.
So I got a couple bites left on that banana creamsicle cheese.
Oh, those halcyon days are gone.
For now.
Are you still using that bread plate?
Would you mind if I blew my nose on your sleeve?
I don't know about you guys, but I refuse to give up those precious freedoms. I'm going to keep doing it pointedly over the next few months.
All right. Matthew, I don't know about you guys, but I need about 20 minutes to remember how to play this game. So just ease us slow. I still don't remember what all these multicolored dice do.
I lost one of my green ones, so...
Come on. These are expensive.
I don't know where it is. It's somewhere in my room.
It's company property.
I know.
That's true.
That's like true. 19 bucks a set.
Well,
that's why I try to provide as much of my own tech gear as possible. So I just leave in the middle of the night with a camera and a bindle, hitchhiking train to train. Anyway.
Well, how about we ease in instead of diving in? How about we ease in? And I'll start with the good news. And the good news is that you all get 10 XP.
Get out of here.
And you can invest it right now. Right now.
Oh,
that's great.
We don't have to sleep on it?
No.
I'm putting all of mine in Amazon stock.
It's just smart.
So the beginner game is designed about halfway through. You earn some XP for the encounters you've conquered so far, in the case of you guys, and you get to invest them. In the pre-gens, they give you a couple options of how you can invest them. But for you guys, you built your own characters, so you know you can go ahead and invest them however you want. So it's only 10, so there's only a few things you can do with that, just as a refresher. So why don't I find that page on my sheet, and I'll tell you the things you can do. You won't have enough to improve a characteristic right now with only 10, but you can definitely...
You would if your characteristic was 0.
Yeah, that's true. Do any of you have a characteristic that's 0?
No.
They're all giving me the finger over Skype right now.
Oh, I forget, is this going to be one of those sessions where
apparently
we just play into Matthew?
I haven't forgotten that you're about to face a squad of stormtroopers, so...
Oh, yeah.
Bear that in mind.
They can't hit anything. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say they're decidedly more skilled in the RPG than they are in the films. But anyway, you could raise a skill. You could give yourself another skill rank.
Mm-hmm.
You could acquire a talent. That's basically what you can do.
Ooh, acquire
with only 10.
Talent, I forgot.
But yeah, so I'll give you a minute to take a look at it. And for the meantime, I'll vamp and talk about, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I'll talk about, or we could just cut this out.
He's got nothing.
Right,
he's got nothing.
It's been a long day.
What do you talk about? Your Peloton, rich boy.
I could talk about how I went to the grocery store today, which was, as usual, an ordeal.
Yeah? What happened?
Oh,
are you going to Key Foods on 30th?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And are most people wearing face masks?
Stop.
Most. Let me tell you who wasn't wearing a face mask. He had to be 90-year-old guy who had a hat that said Korean War Vet, who was hacking up a lung into his bare hands.
And then doing self-checkout. The only 90-year-old good enough at self-checkout.
I was like, well, no one helped this poor man.
He's ruining the free samples.
He's coughing all over the cabbage cheese.
Right. So you said bringing a class skill from 0 to 1 costs 5, and then
from 0 to 1 costs 5. Yeah,
and then 1 to 2 costs 10.
Yes, and that's if you wanted to go to a non-career skill, it's just always an additional 5 XP on top of that. So
boom, done. I'm putting stealth from 1 to 2.
Great.
Does it follow that if I move my range from 1 to 2, my range light, it would go from a yellow die and a green die to 2 yellow die?
Yep.
Okay, great.
If you're
more chances for success?
Yes. If your agility is 2, then you're always going to be rolling 2 dice.
Got it.
But one thing I should point out to you is that you did find blaster carbines in the... early on, so if you didn't have a skill in ranged heavy, you could put a skill right now in ranged heavy if that's what you wanted to do.
What is the stats on those? Do you have any idea? Do I need to look that up real quick?
Just got it right here. It is a ranged heavy, damage 9, crit 3.
Damn.
Medium, encumbrance of 3. And then it also has stun setting, which we have been ignoring on all of our blaster weapons.
We're just that kind of group.
And if you get three advantage, you can inflict 1 critical injury.
What about the... You know what we haven't done is encumbrance. I don't think I properly read the rules for that. Does anybody know what encumbrance does?
As far as I started to read it, and I was like, eh.
I sort of did the same thing.
It's a one-off.
Me too, actually. Do you want me to look it up?
No.
Definitely not.
General encumbrance or the encumbrance rating quality for weapons? Trait.
General encumbrance. Like, oh, okay. What? How does it work? What does it do to you? Is it based on your brawn? Is it like Starfinder, where it's like a... You know, your each thing has bulk, and then if you go over a certain amount, you're encumbered, or whatever.
I just figured it was a one-off, just like use common sense rules. Like, you can't carry four bazookas and a motorcycle.
It's your threshold is 5+ your brawn.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. Makes sense.
So what did everyone do? So Troy upped his stealth. Great for a spy.
Yeah.
What did everybody else do?
I purchased a couple of talents. I got Sniper Shot, which basically, it's probably won't come in too handy here, but it gives me a chance to boost my range increment on my weapon. But then that unlocks what I really wanted, which is True Aim. So once per round, I may perform a True Aim maneuver to gain the benefits of aiming and upgrade combat check once per rank of True Aim. So I can turn, so I get aim, so I get a boost die. If I aim, I get a boost die, and then I can turn one of my green dice into a yellow die.
They said you had True Aim. I can't remember the rest of the quote from True Grip, but...
What a start, though.
I really fell flat.
What a start.
I'm so promising.
Nailed it.
Wow. I think that was the second part of the line. I can't remember.
I can't remember what else they say about you.
God, that's a good reference.
Wow. Cool. Grant, what'd you do?
I put in another point into light ranged because I...
Ranged light.
Ranged light. And I had a crystal light. But I wanted to be able to be a little bit more... competitive. I'll never be able to reach the lofty heights of Percolate over there, but I'm going to try. CL8, I'm so sorry for using the name that you used to go under when you were a coffee machine.
Fine. That's fine. My slave name.
Oh, God. Anyway, why... Joe, what'd you do?
I tore... Between Troy, what was you have one rank in computers?
No, I have two. That was the only skill I started out with two ranks in. I thought he'd be more of a computer techie junkie.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go along my quartermaster grit tree, and I'm going to spend 10 to get toughened and increase my wound threshold by 2.
Nice.
So that's just going to try to be survivable.
That's a good talent.
Yeah. The quartermaster has great stuff. Like on the left side, it's a whole bunch of like the other one I got was Know Somebody, which is it's like about getting items for less rarity or decreasing the rarity of items. And then you can get bonuses to your charm checks and or coercion or deception or negotiation, etc. And you move down the line. And on the other side, it goes grit, it goes +1 strain, +2 wound, +1 strain, and then like it meets back down in the middle. And so there's a whole bunch of opportunities to be tougher, even though you're just a quartermaster. It's kind of interesting.
Nice.
While you're doing that, I went ahead and rolled for duty since we were starting a new session. Unfortunately, I rolled above your score. So sadly, you haven't collectively achieved enough to positively affect your situation or outlook. So everyone's wound thresholds are exactly where they are. We're supposed to be on their character sheets. But yeah.
Do we increase our duty score by completing missions? Is that how that works?
Completing missions and accomplishing things, inside the rebellion, your renown, duty as renown can increase that way too. Yeah, but you get points. I'll be honest. Since we don't have to do that, I didn't really read that deeply into it.
Okay, that's fine. can you refresh me on your wounds? Is it 10 plus your brawn?
Yes.
Is that your wound threshold?
It depends on the species, I think, but I think that's...
Right, okay, everybody. Cool. Thank you. So I'm good.
I could definitely use some repair. I think I have, I've incurred 7 points of damage.
Will med packs work on you? I don't think so, right?
No.
I have a med pack.
No, I need someone with engineering to be able to fix me. And there's the equivalent for droids. There's a med pack equivalent for them, but I can't remember.
I have engineering, but I think Troy has better engineering than I do, right? What is yours?
What do you mean by engineering?
Yeah.
I don't see it
mechanics?
As a skill.
Mechanics,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, mechanics. A green and a yellow.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I don't have any mechanics.
Okay.
I've got 2 green. I mean, Troy, you have a high intellect, don't you?
I do. I have intellect
you
and cunning.
You would have
3 green.
So, Troy, you don't have mechanics, you're saying?
Yeah, no. I have a 3 intellect, and which would let me roll. But still, though, that's 3 green die, right?
Yeah.
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 Which is good.
Yeah.
I will say...
it's not yellow good, but it's good.
It's good, but good, not great.
Good.
But since you guys spent some time in the shuttle bay and you had some time to kind of, while you were working on disabling the shuttle's engines, I would say you would have had time to repair CL-8 if you wanted to kind of retroactively roll that.
Oh,
down.
Yeah, because I think I didn't realize how that worked, so I think if we had, then we probably would have done that.
Yeah. So you tell me, Skin. Am I supposed to? Is there a difficulty die associated with that?
I'm looking it up. I'm trying to figure it out because it behaves just like biological healing, except with mechanics. But I can't find it.
Okay, I'm just gonna make a ruling on this.
Oh
so
no,
we can go
I see it. I see it.
Okay.
So it's if your current wounds are equal to half or less of your current wound threshold, then it's easy. It's 1 difficulty die. If it's more than half, then it's 2 difficulty dice.
It's the medicine check table. It's the same thing. Oh,
right.
Great. Because that is what I was going to say. Let's try that. Yeah. So what is your current state of your wounds?
I am more than half. I am at 7.
Okay, so Troy, that would be an average check. So 2 difficulty dice in addition to your 3 green dice.
Okay. Let me see if I can fix you.
Please help. I feel as if I am leaking coffee everywhere.
It's looking good, actually. It's going to be 1 success, but 3 advantage.
Whoa. Okay.
That's just a flat-out success.
I think that's just 1 point.
It's 1 wound. You recover 1 wound.
Yeah.
Really?
Balls.
Thank you. But what about that 3 advantage?
You recover that many strain.
Oh, no. I do?
No. Skid does.
I had to stretch myself to do that. I feel like I should... and I'm down
really
3 strain.
Myself.
Maybe I could...
Thank you, meatbag. I feel very slightly better.
You can only do that once per week, by the way.
Once per week? I thought it was once per encounter.
Oh, no, sorry, that's medicine. Medicine is once per week. Okay, well, that was all in the past, because in the present, your friend BX2R has pointed out that, as he was taking you through a shortcut to the control room, that he has happened upon a squad of Imperial Stormtroopers.
Oh, that's right.
And I think everybody needs to roll for initiative.
Oh, my God.
This is no good. This is no good.
Oh, I don't remember how to roll initiative.
I know.
Cool. This would
be cool because you did not expect to fight.
Right.
This is cool.
Just play it cool, boy.
And
real
you just tell me
cool.
Just tell me how many successes you have.
Just straight up. No difficulty die. Just how many successes. Oh, 1 success. 4 freaking advantage. Damn it.
Okay.
So 1. 1 for Eli Cavendish.
And no advantage, you said?
4 advantage, I said.
Oh, okay.
I got 2 success, 1 advantage. For Grex Jemchuk.
An advantage just breaks ties, right? That's all
breaks
it does?
Ties. Yeah. In fact, my stormtroopers also rolled 1, but you had more advantage, so the tie broke in your favor.
I think advantage rolled should be the number of standard actions you get in your first turn.
You know what? I suggest you draft.
So I go later, but I get four actions consecutively.
That's fair. That's fair.
You know what? It's fair. So why don't you just write an email to Fantasy Flight Games and see if they're willing to accept your suggestion?
Oh, my God. Do you think they ever get emails with suggestions for their game design?
I don't know.
You think that ever happens?
Maybe. Hasma and CL8, what'd you roll?
CL8 got one success and one advantage.
Okay.
I actually realized that I have a rank in it, a free rank in it, because of my my specialization.
Oh. Hasma?
Hasma got three advantage and three successes. It's an advantage success party over here. Sadly, don't send any letters to Fantasy Flight because as of January 2020, they closed their RPG division.
Really?
What?
Yep. It's gone. It's totally done. It's all done. So this is all we get.
We're playing an obsolete game?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, Kamikaze!
I really sincerely hope all those talented people have found other work.
Well, the economy's booming. I'm sure they landed on their feet.
Jesus Christ.
The gaming industry has never done better. What with all the conventions and stores shipping out publications?
What have I
done? I'm sure they're doing just fine.
Oh, yeah, boy. I blame you for that, Graham. Anyway, I'll refer you to the map on Roll 20. And it is Hasma's turn. As of right now, you don't see any stormtroopers. You just see BX2R pointing to his side into an open door.
We heard Rebel Scout.
Yep.
I will move towards BX2R. Do I have enough movement range in this gridless game to reach BX2R to be able to see into where the robot is pointing?
I would say you can get that. It would take you two maneuvers to get to where BX2R is, because I would say you're currently at long range.
And I'm pinging the Roll 20 map. Is that the room to which BX2R is pointing into?
This room.
This room? Okay, then Hasma's going to get into position around the corner from that room and hopefully be able to shoot one of the troopers in the side. He doesn't want to put himself into immediate danger. And that is his turn.
Okay, great. Are you rolling stealth to... Or what are you just moving, and if they notice you,
certainly I can roll stealth. That'll be fun to do. I'm hoping that they're clumsy enough and their helmets will get me out, but I'll roll two green versus how many difficulty die?
I'll say that is average, because they're on alert.
So that's two difficulty die?
Yes.
Okay, two successes and nothing else. All blanks on the rest.
Everything nice. Seems fine. Grex, you're up.
All right. Grex, taking a cue from Hasma, is going to do the same exact thing. So two difficulty.
Yep.
Can he get pretty much in the same position if I succeed? All right. I get to
That'll be your turn, but yeah.
Two yellow die, which is sweet. Okay. Shit, I got three advantage, but nothing else.
Okay. So you're able to get into position where Grex is, and you can recover. You got three advantage.
Yeah.
And I know you're kind of hurting for strain, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
So you can recover up to three strain.
Oh, great. Oh, nice. So that puts me back
at one for now.
Full.
Just do one for now.
It's up to three. I guess I'll just take one off. Now, let me ask you this. Where I didn't roll a success, but I didn't roll a fail. Actually, I rolled one of each, but they canceled each other out. There are no negative consequences?
Not yet. If you don't net at least one success, the check is a fail.
Yeah.
Okay. But you got you had a positive outcome because you rolled three advantage, so you were able to recover through strain. Great. Okay. Eli, you're up.
Eli's going to do the same thing, only he looks much more awkward doing it. He's holding this now blaster carbine, and he's going to try to do his, like, SWAT team crawl sneakily down the hallway and probably screw it up. And I can't see myself on the map.
I think Troy moved you.
Somebody moved me? Yeah. Okay.
I moved Troy.
I'm going to start down the hallway. And that was average, you said?
Yep.
Okay, that is a success, two successes and one advantage.
Okay, you're able to get there, and you think you were pretty quiet about it.
Awesome. Awesome. And so I come into this little hallway, too.
What do we do now?
It is the stormtrooper's turn.
No!
So I'll pull back the curtain a little bit just to share with you how this works. So there are three stormtroopers, but they don't function as individual characters. This squad is what's called a minion group. So it takes you basically take the stats of a single stormtrooper and you multiply them by however many stormtroopers they are. So they're all going to work. They all work together, and they all basically fire at the same time. Like, well, they have a maneuver and an action, but I multiply their wound threshold. Is how this works. So at the point at which you would have killed one stormtrooper, I'll pull back the curtain and say they have a wound threshold of 5. So the group has a wound threshold of 15. But at the point at which you kill, you lower it by 5 or give them 5 wounds. One of them dies off, and then by the end of it,
one of them dramatically flies backwards, throwing his blaster pistol.
That's a cool mechanic.
It's a cool mechanic, right?
That is cool. Yeah, it streamlines things for the GM, which is nice.
Streamlines things a lot. The stormtroopers are going to emerge from the armory, we got BX2R standing right there. They're going to kind of kick him aside as a part of their movement, and he will fall down.
Oh no!
Aww.
So sad. This clunky robot just.
and they will the oh, battalion cool. kind of. Group of them will emerge, if I could just select one of them, and they will, they know you're there because they heard Grex, so they'll head down the hallway and kind of block
Eli's
you in.
Eli's standing right in front!
And they will shoot at Eli.
Ah, no. Oh my god, 3 stormtroopers just open up on Eli!
Oh, Joe, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
I rolled 4 success and 1 advantage and no failure.
Oh my god, dude.
Well, those are carbines too, right?
Yeah, so...
Well, these are like the stormtroopers with the leather pauldron standing outside of Tatooine with the larger carbines.
No, that's what I have. That's the heavy, the long blaster.
So, Joe, you take 12 wounds.
Oh my god.
Wait, do you have armor on? Do you have armor with a defense? Should I have
thrown Yeah. I do.
I rolled 1 failure. So you take 11 wounds, minus your soak, of course.
Okay. Oh, that's not looking so bad now.
Eli just got lit up.
Still real bad.
Stormtroopers are no joke in this game.
Oh my god.
It is now CL8's turn.
Alright, so CL8.
Can you imagine just 3 stormtroopers just like trooping around the corner, and then all of them just level their blaster rifles and just like and fire straight at Eli
in a tight hallway. And then CL8 is like what, 10 feet or so behind Eli in that same hallway, shooting past him to get to the stormtroopers.
CL8 is around the corner.
Yeah, I'm around the corner where you were. So CL8 unfortunately did not have time to brace and aim, so he swings around the corner with his heavy blaster rifle, his long range blaster rifle, and he's going to do a multi-fire, an auto fire.
I mean, you could brace and aim, Skid, if you wanted to spend 2 strain.
You know what? I will do that.
Yeah.
I will take my true aim and get my boost die and
get after it, dude! All
right, and
this is going to be an average check, Skip.
Okay, he says. So I get 1,
2 purple dice.
Auto-fire.
2 purple dice.
So he says, "Taste hot plasma, oppressors." Oh man! Holy shit!
You could kill all 3.
Yeah. So that is 4 successes or 3 successes and 3 advantage.
Okay.
So that's 3 bolts that hit targets.
All right. Give me the total damage.
So that's, and I'm going to spread it. So they,
So I'm gonna spread it one shot to each. Is that right?
Just one
you
total.
You shoot at the minion and the minion group, and then just give me the total damage for all three shots.
So that is 39 points of damage.
Oh my god!
Wait, really?
What? Yeah, because it's one. It's an additional hit for each advantage for each success.
And then each additional hit re-adds all the successes on top of the gun's damage?
Yeah.
39 total?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
That's just amazing. You could have taken out an AT-ST with that shot.
So, okay, here's what happens. So, all three
of you... Oh, wait, no. Sorry. I'm wrong. But it's still it's advantage. Each advantage you can spend one. So that, but it's still the same number of hits. But I just calculated it wrong. So same amount of damage.
Same amount of damage. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what happens. Hasma, Grex, and Eli all tried, knowing what BX2R told them. They all try to stealthily sneak around the corner to see if they can set up an ambush on the stormtroopers, kind of get them, pinch them from the sides. Unfortunately, Grex is too loud and alerts them to their presence. So the stormtroopers shove down BX2R, kind of tossing him into the hallway, turn around the corner, level their blast rifles, and light up Eli. And then Percolate, PRCL8, calmly steps around the corner, strains a little extra to get some aim on his rifle, and then just starts firing and just obliterates the stormtrooper squad.
Oh my god!
And they're all dead.
It's like that IG-88 model in The Mandalorian.
Yeah, out. Totally.
So. Yeah.
You actually played out an IG
exactly
model.
Like a Star Wars encounter.
Yes,
that's exactly how that plays out.
All right, let's all run for cover, quick. Hold on.
Okay, you are out of combat. You have successfully defeated. Listen, stormtroopers are no joke. That is. It was really mean.
I'm very happy. I'm very, very happy right now.
Oh, that's just... That is astounding.
2 hours, he gets himself up to standing, and he stands over the stormtroopers and says, "Death to the oppressors. Death to the oppressors. Good shooting, brother." And then he points to the other side and goes, "This is the armory. Perhaps you would like to use it."
I don't know if I want to keep going. I'm very badly burnt.
No, let me ask you a question.
I'm
would
okay.
Would Luke Skywalker stop going? Would he?
No, Luke would never stop going.
What does a stim pack do? Does it just give you a quick shot in the arm?
5 HP.
Wounds?
5 wounds?
Recover 5 wounds, I think you're right.
And it just does that automatically? You don't have to roll anything?
That's what I believe. It's on page 170-something. Hold on.
I got 3 of those, Jones.
You got 3 of them, Jones?
I don't even know what they do.
They stim.
They stim.
The classic stim situation.
They stim.
Stim pack is... Well, there it is.
I just hope it doesn't have a dice roll. That's what I'm hoping for. Come on, flat healing. Give me some flat healing, Grant.
All right, a stim pack, small single-use auto-injector systems. A second stim. Using a stim pack requires one maneuver, which covers the simple act of a character using the auto hyphen on himself. Or one of the... What am I saying?
Auto-hypo, like hypodermic needle.
Yeah. There's an N at the end. Hypon. I did this. That's what's throwing me off. Anyway, hypo this immediately needle. Heals 5 wounds.
It's an auto hypo on himself.
Yeah. There's an N at the end of the word, Matthew.
I'm looking
it
at the same page.
It is not just hypo. I would have just said hypo if that's how it was written.
I'm pretty sure they want you to get your hype on.
Yeah. Thank you, Troy.
Thank you for
yes anding instead of yucking someone else's yum, you piece of shit. You say that all the time. I'm going to drive to Astoria and rip your head off and then mount it on the top of your Peloton bicycle.
I'm looking at it too. Matthew's right.
I'll say it's not quite yucking someone else's yum to tell them what a word
himself.
Is.
You're right. You're right. I thought it was a continuating. I thought it was wrapping text. No, but
it is confusing.
I thought it was wrapping text. I apologize.
Okay. No, I just go on, Brad. What are you going to do with my head and my Peloton?
Your head is safe. This day.
Don't worry. Just this game, you're okay.
I won't drive to Astoria today.
Each subsequent stim pack heals one less wound. By the way, so if you do each one, it's four than three than two.
Wait a minute. Let's not forget before we go into whatever's next here that we can like use the force. We have a force point.
We should do that.
Recall that your destiny pool has three light tokens and two dark tokens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. And what does that do again? It adds an advantage die or a bonus die?
You convert you upgrade a proficiency die to an ability die to a proficiency die.
On any one roll.
On any one roll.
Okay.
Also, I noticed I was eyeballing a talent that I might have taken instead of upgrading my stealth, and it said something like, spend one destiny to blah, blah, blah. So, pretty much it's a pool that we can all use, but...
Right.
Yep. Very cool.
If we use one, we give Matthew the same thing. We give him ammunition to mess us up.
Right. Exactly. But you said it's meant to be used, right?
Yes. Right. It's meant to kind of flow back and forth.
And not unlike the force.
Yes. Not unlike the force.
It vaguely reminds me of in Warhammer Fantasy, there's a mechanic called Winds of Magic. It's also in Warhammer 40K, but it's the basic available resonant magic that can be tapped into by people who are attuned to it.
Ranald is with us.
Exactly. Skid has played a ton and knows the ton about it, for sure. How is the latest expansion, by the way?
It's not out yet.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
No, I think it comes out tomorrow.
Awesome. Can't wait to see it.
Very excited. Can't wait for that.
Okay, so are you healing yourself up there, Eli?
Yes. He puts in a stim pack, one of my two. I'm down to one.
I'm going to definitely do that. It's cool. From the art, it looks like a stim pack is like a gun, and the individual charges are like cartridges in it, so you can like load a clip of it.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah.
So just like into his arm. That feels a lot better. Okay. I'm ready to move on.
The stormtroopers all have a blaster rifle on them. Vibro knives.
Ooh.
Wait, we already...
And of course, they're all wearing stormtrooper laminate armor and utility belts.
Oh, armor, you say?
I already have an officer's uniform. Let's do three stormtrooper uniforms.
What will I wear?
Zero defense on the laminate armor, but two soak.
You will wear the metal skin that the maker gave you, brother.
And this utility belt.
And this belt.
I would be honored to wear this belt.
It brings out the yellow in your photo sensors.
I appreciate you saying that. I shall sling it low across my hips, and I will imagine that one day I shall hold a weapon in it. By the way, may I have a weapon? Since you have broken my mop, I would appreciate a tool.
Brother, you may take every weapon, and he gestures broadly at the armory.
By the way, in the armory.
let's move to the armory.
The door is open from when the stormtroopers unlocked it. You find three suits of stormtrooper armor, unblemished.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Three blaster rifles, three frag grenades, and six vibro knives.
Oh, blaster!
Give me that frag grenade.
I'm taking a blaster rifle. That's for sure. I got a vibro knife from one of the other guys. So, how many vibro knives can you really have?
How many, indeed?
It slices. It dices.
Can I wear armor? Can I wear?
I don't know.
As a droid.
See why not?
I don't see why not.
I will take one. I will don a suit. I won't wear the helmet. So I'll have my toaster head sticking out, but I will have I'll put on a suit of stormtrooper laminate armor.
Beautiful.
Brother, it upsets me that you clothe yourself in the drab of the oppressors.
As the makers say, it is good to use the weapons of the enemy against them. No harm can come from it to oneself.
Use the weapons of the enemy against them.
Yes. I think I heard Yoda say that once.
I shall do this as well. And then Tuar takes one of the blaster rifles and is just like, shh, shh, and he's like all locked and loaded. And he's like, I remember this.
Nice. I'm gonna take a blaster rifle as well, and not the grenades. I think. Who wants the grenades? You want a grenade, Grant?
I'd love one. I had so much fun with it the first time.
I have one already from character creation.
That's just smart.
I had the credits.
Yeah, the difference is that the one I threw that like really did a bunch of damage was the armor piercing one. So this one is a little less. It's 5 points less damage. And you said while you were reading off the armory, Matthew, you didn't mention any heavy blaster pistols, right?
No, just blaster rifles.
Dang.
All right, what do you want to do?
Is there a search skill or something of that nature to just like look for hidden compartments or secret areas, secret doors? Like, what would you use for that?
Perception, I think, right?
Just perception is standard go-to for everything. I forgot it was on there because I don't have a skill rank in it.
I do.
Yeah, I'm just going to look around the armory to see if there's anything we missed. Just real quick. And then I always roll a difficulty die, is that right? With any check, basically.
I'll say this is easy.
Success.
Yeah, you're pretty confident there are no secret compartments or anything like that.
Okay.
All right. So what is your plan to continue on to the control room or the control center?
Yeah, and in the control center, what are we looking to do? Are we looking to find the... refresh us on the mission.
Ah, yes. Okay, so you've already cut communications, which was your first objective.
Right.
Your second objective is to... hold on.
Sabotage the shuttle or stop the shuttle from being able to... Or I guess it was just to stop them from leaving was a general objective that we did with the shuttle. Oh, the communications was in the shuttle, right?
Cut the comm line, disable the shuttle, and then overcome the Imperials in the base without letting the commander, Lieutenant Sereb, escape to report the base lost. Right. So you basically, you know that you probably need to isolate and contain Lieutenant Sereb. Basically, you're here to take the base over.
Yeah.
Without letting any word of its capture escape.
Right.
Well, I think we should let CL-8 lead the way.
I'm still pretty badly damaged, but yes.
He looks over, you're like... Psst.
Yeah, she's sparking. And but what about you? What about you, companion? Human, you seem to be leaking quite a bit of non-coffee fluid.
Yes, it's getting all over my pants. I feel better, but I don't think I'm the best to lead the way. Grex, why don't you tell us which way to go?
All right, let me see if there are schematics. On a local computer.
Every time you talk, I'm just picturing him talking. And it just cracks me up. Just giant, big flapping fish mouth.
Cephalopod, like huge head. So loud for a stealthy character.
I won't talk. Let me see if there's schematics nearby.
is there like a... a data pad or something I could hook my comm link into that would give me sort of a look at what the base looks like?
Sure. Yeah, if you were to... there's kind of a monitor outside the armory. If you were to go up to that and see if you could hack in, it'd be a hard computers check.
Hard computers check. Well, I got two yellows and a greenie, and so three perps.
Three perps.
Oh... That looks promising.
Oh,
all right. Well, I did roll two threat, but cumulatively, Two success, two threat. Okay. I rolled five success, but two failure.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
Five
success, but three failure, yeah. So two success and two threat.
Okay, so you are successfully able to hack into the system and pull up a schematic of the base.
Yeah, I'm sure nothing bad happened when I tried to do that.
That is.
I didn't alert anyone.
Oh, no.
I'm in!
And you see the
blue monster.
I'm on. I can see the whole place.
So you see, if you were to head down this way south, and then make a right and head west, you're in the corridor that heads directly to the control center.
Okay. And is there anything else that I'm noticing, like other rooms that may be of interest that we'd want to check out before we went there, or later after we secure the leader?
I would say nothing's labeled, obviously, but you know, you were able to recognize with your note, you know how what the control center would be. But there are a number of rooms. One that looks like a training area, not like right to the west of you right now. And I'm sorry, the training area is actually northwest of you, in a firing range. But also you see things like a locker room and a recreation room, and various quarters and barracks for soldiers on the base.
Do you think in terms of the mechanics of the game, when you roll like two threat, you know that you did a bad job? Or do you think it's one of those things you just kind of metagame like, all right, looks like I'm in?
I think it's up to me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh.
And I haven't forgotten.
He never forgets.
The control room is to the southwest.
It's like the comm line was open when you said that.
Yeah.
So it's like they heard it like all over the base.
Say again.
Yeah.
Did somebody just hear a Mon Calamari yell, control room is to the southwest?
The control room is to the southwest.
Probably happened.
Imagine that.
All right, what do you do?
Go to the control room, right?
Yeah, let's head right for that control room.
Yeah, let's see.
I mean, everything becomes easier if we take that over, I would think.
I think what we do want to do is bypass that officer so that he can get out. Although we disabled the shuttle, but the communications is still working on board it, on the Lambda shuttle.
Right.
But we don't want him like sneaking past us, I guess. So.
Right, maybe we could. That'd be dangerous, but we could go two ways around. Two of us go to the west, and then two of us go to the south and see if we can.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a party.
Well, you would know, Grex, from your hacking, that the barracks is directly to the west, and there are surely some off-duty troopers there. So, if you're trying to remain undetected, that may not be the wisest direction.
Right.
I feel compelled to tell you since you rolled successfully.
Yes.
We should avoid the west. The barracks are that way.
Rebel, lead the way.
Head to the south and pray. Pray to the squid god, Zira. Oh, wise and powerful Zira. Please watch over me and my crew this day. Keep us safe and stealthy.
I'm just imagining that Grex has an innate fear of marinara sauce and like breadcrumbs.
All right, lead the way, man.
All right. This way.
And I'd like to stealth my way down so I can hopefully succeed and make it down there so that everybody else will be able to come quietly.
Okay, average check.
Ooh, average. That means there's people listening.
Oh, yeah.
So that's two, right?
Yeah, so I'm...
Two difficulty days.
Three advantage, two threat.
So that's a fail.
That's a fail, but is that cumulative one advantage?
Cumulative one advantage. So if you'd like to recover one strain, you may do so.
Okay. I don't have any.
Oh, great. Okay, so Grex, you make your way down the corridor. And
he did it again.
And you heedlessly step out around the corner And what do you see but another squad of stormtroopers?
Oh, come
on.
No.
Oh,
I walked right into it.
Burglar.
But aren't you wearing stormtrooper armor?
Yeah.
I didn't say I was.
Where, you tell me. Yeah, I thought y'all three of you were putting it on.
No, I didn't put it on.
No.
Oh, well, in that case, everyone please roll for initiative. I was going to have you roll a deception check.
Why did we put it on? I couldn't find it in the equipment page. I was like, ah, forget it.
Is this laminated armor?
Oh, shit.
Damn. That would have been so good.
The mock cowboy.
How does it fit in the helmet?
The whole bottom half of your face would just be hanging out of the stormtrooper helmet.
You need to cut holes on the side.
All right, let me know what you got for it. You're all rolling cool.
I got one success and one advantage.
Grex got one success and three advantage.
Ooh.
Ozma got three successes.
Nice. And Eli got two successes and two advantage.
Jeepers, you think here like any sort of blaster fire is going to alert the guy if he's right around the corner. But they're going to be firing at us too, so...
Okay, it is the stormtroopers' turn. They go first. They see a blue Mon Calamari trying to sneak his way around the corner. And you gotta just step out, out into the corridor. And they're like, ah! And then all three of them lower their blaster rifles and take a shot.
No.
However, you are at, let's see, it looks like you're at long range. So that's going to be a tough shot for them.
Especially for a stormtrooper.
So if you have a blaster rifle whose range is long, it's harder to shoot long?
It is still a difficult check to shoot long. If you have a blaster rifle with long range, then you can shoot at long range.
Okay, so if you have a pistol and they're at long range, you can't attempt
You can't shot. Even attempt it.
Got it.
Okay. They hit with advantage. So they will deal 10 wounds to you.
Ooh.
Oh. All right.
You don't have the armor.
What I want to see here is I have a couple things I can do. I can dodge to upgrade your difficulty by one. Or I can perform a defensive stance maneuver and suffer one strain to upgrade your difficulty by one. It's pretty much the same thing.
So technically, you should have done that before I rolled. If you want me to do it now, I'll roll again.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see why it looks like it's the same exact thing. Once per round, may perform defensive stance maneuver and suffer a number of strain to upgrade difficulty of all incoming melee attacks by an equal number. Strain
melee
suffer.
Attacks, though.
This
is a ranged attack.
Oh, are they...
Melee is just hand to hand.
Okay, yeah. So so dodge when targeted by a combat check may perform a dodge incidental to suffer a number of strain no greater to their ranks of dodge. I have one rank in dodge. So yeah, upgrade your difficulty by one. See if it lessens the damage.
I rolled a fail. So yeah, they nice. I only net one success. So they miss. Nice. So you're able to successfully dodge out of the way. The blaster bolts all sail right past you.
Wow! That nothing
a
hits
huge
you.
Huge swing.
Nothing hits you.
From 10 wounds to zero.
Okay, good. So I was wondering how the talents would come into play. That's pretty huge.
That's great.
However, on their maneuver, they are gonna charge down, and they will spend this. They are gonna spend the. Oh, no, they only rolled one advantage, so they can't take an extra roll. So they're only going to get from long range to medium range. Great. Okay, that is their turn. And then
beautiful.
Hasma, you are up.
Beautiful.
Hasma would like to move into cover, if there's any cover in between the two of us. We're currently at medium range, and see if he can get up to close range, if that's possible.
Hasma's bold.
So you want to step out into the corridor?
Yes, I would like to.
So there's not going to be any place to take cover in the corridor, but I allow you to like lean out into the corridor if you want to
take
cover
a shot.
There.
Yeah, I'd like to do that if that's all right.
So that's actually two maneuvers. So you can spend the strain to take the second maneuver and then take a shot, or you can just move and take
cover. I'll spend the strain, baby.
Okay. So you're going to add, when it's my turn to shoot at you, just keep me honest, I will add a setback die to my dice pool because you've taken cover. But go ahead and take the shot. It would be an average shot. Two difficulty dice.
Okay.
This is big. Hey, Matthew, does this mean that the Stormtrooper squad always attacks an individual? You can't split the attack among?
That's my understanding of it.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
The way I kind of understood it is like they're all like trying to target their fire onto one.
Yeah, it makes sense. Person. I mean, it's smart tactically.
Yeah, we all know how smart tactically Stormtroopers are.
well, they're not smart enough to be inventive, so all they know is to shoot the strongest looking person.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the other thing that never made sense to me. It's like, so they suck, but they're all Boba Fett also?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Jango Fett, right?
Or Jango Fett. Yeah, they're all Jango Fett. Well, and Boba Fett and is Boba a clone Fett, of Jango true. Fett. So.
Fair enough.
Isn't Jango Fett also now Aquaman's dad?
Yes, I watched that the other night.
Perfect. I really like that movie.
Good.
Oh, that reminds me, and this is topical. Last night, I finally watched The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, I haven't yet.
How much did you hate it?
In preparation for this session.
Big pile of poop, right?
Well, I mean, I think overall, yes. But I think that there were moments that were awesome. And sure. There was definitely a few times I was just like, nerd boner. That was great. And I knew what they were going for, but I think there was a larger execution problem. But there were some smaller executions that were done really, really well.
Yeah, for sure. Just,
I ended up watching a bomb.
I did not hate it.
I watched the polar opposite of that last night, Bombshell. Anyway, I was totally neutral. Zero advantages, zero successes. So
that is a fail.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's called a fail, Grant.
I was trying to finagle there.
Yeah, he's like, it's more of a balance check.
I found total balance within the Force. I brought balance to the Force, finally.
You're the chosen one. Grant is the chosen one.
Don't forget to use them Force dies, dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that is Hasma's turn. It is now... It is BX2R's turn. And he says, death to the oppressors. And he charges around the corner. I don't know where his pawn is, but he will do that. He will charge around the corner and shoot at the stormtroopers. And hit.
Oh, nice. There you go, dude.
Take him out.
So he does... Okay, he does some damage. He levels the rifle and takes a shot, and some does go through the soak.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome! Oh. What was the soak on that? The laminate armor, was it three?
Five.
Three.
Five. It's five.
I think theirs is three. I think theirs is five total, but I think for the armor it's three.
Okay.
Oh wow!
I thought it was two on the armor when I was looking at it.
No, five, I think for soak.
Oh, the stormtrooper one. Okay.
Yeah, stormtrooper armor is three.
Hmm. And what gives you the bonus die? Was it aiming?
Oh, no, wait.
Aiming,
sorry,
yeah.
It is two. It is two. You're right.
The BX2R is able to shoot one of the stormtroopers dead.
Oh, nice.
I shall bathe in your blood, enemy. By the way, he has no proficiency with ranged heavy. That was a purely... he just rolled really well.
Wow.
Okay, Eli, you are up.
All right. Similar situation. He's at long range, and can he close and shoot from medium and get to cover?
So you can. I would say it will take you. You could get to where the T joint of the hallway with one maneuver, and then if you wanted to take cover and shoot from cover, that would be an additional maneuver. You'd have to spend strain to do that, and then you can shoot. Or you can just get there, take cover, and wait till your next turn to shoot.
Okay, I will. I'll get there and take cover.
Okay, great. So Eli rushes down to the end of the hallway. I imagine you all are kind of like the Three Stooges.
It's not just me, right? Nobody can see stormtroopers on this map, right?
Oh, I haven't revealed them.
No, there's nothing been revealed.
Nothing's been revealed. Okay, we were all theater of the mind there. Okay, I just want to make sure I wasn't my roll 20 wasn't glitching.
Oh,
just
there we go.
Confirm Matthew was being stupid. Okay, great.
great. Yep, confirmed. Okay, Grex, it is your turn.
All right, I'm going to maneuver myself down the hallway a little bit to get within short range. Can I do that in one maneuver?
Yep, they're currently at medium range, so it would be one maneuver for one range band closer.
Okay.
Yep, And you're going to charge the stormtroopers?
No, I'm going to get within short range and then drop a frag grenade at them.
Everyone stand back. Finish them off!
So, Drex, I feel like you're
set it to, like, detonate on impact. Throw it out there, roll it right between their feet.
Like he's Jim carrying Brown. A thermal detonator!
You're like Jim Brown, the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah,
he's, like,
yeah.
running straight out through enemy fire.
So what is that going to be? Ranged light, I guess?
Or... Yes. Right? Because you're throwing it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so that falls under the same thing as using a blaster pistol. That's strange. So what is that going to be?
Agility based.
It's just accuracy is yeah. really all it is.
Average
it's
difficulty?
Easy difficulty because you ran to short range.
It's a short range weapon. Okay. Damn it. Two advantage.
Oh, no.
Cumulative two advantage.
Oh. Fail!
No.
One success okay. and one fail. Cancel each other out. So oh, I boy. Fail, but I got two advantage, so... No one gets hurt?
So no one gets hurt. You roll. You try to like underhand toss the grenade, and it rattles past them and explodes down the corridor. But luckily, because of the advantage, no one seems to come out of the control center.
Oh, good, good, good.
Oh, God.
Just typical explosions in the hallway.
Okay, CLA.
Do I recover here at the Imperial base?
No, I used your advantage to keep the battle isolated to just this one squad of stormtroopers.
That's fair.
And you threw a grenade and missed. No one came to see what was wrong. I thought that was a generous amazing. Use of advantage.
That hallway must have gas.
Well, it's like, what was that? Nothing. Forget
Nothing.
About it.
Nothing. Forget about it.
I hear it's really quite the thing to see.
CL8, you're up.
So CL8 says... stand aside, meat companions.
And he swings around the corner. He's going to do the same thing again. He's going to spend strain to do a true aim and do an auto fire attack on the remaining storm.
Oh my god.
So that's a. Is that average difficulty?
Yes.
Okay. Three black dot.
There's one droid wrecking crew. Come on, baby.
No, no, it's two purple dots. Oh, you added one because of that auto fire?
I got one for the auto fire.
Got it. Very cool. You know the squad is dead right now, Matthew, right? You're not looking up, like, what to do next with my stormtroopers.
No,
troopers.
No. I rolled very badly.
Oh, no.
Wow, this is very improbably bad.
No, CLA, no!
It is nothing.
Oh,
I got nothing.
That's balance. We established this already. He hits them.
That's failure.
Wow. That was so bad. That was incredibly bad.
No advantage, no threat?
Nope.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, it could have been worse. So CL8 steps out and just starts firing off his blast from his blaster rifle, but he can't manage to hit them because Grex is standing in between him and the stormtroopers.
I'm sorry.
It is, unfortunately, the stormtroopers' turn.
Oh, no.
Oh, they level their blaster rifles at Grex.
I'll dodge.
Oh, Grex.
So I'll take take another strain to add difficulty.
Oh Grex.
No, Grex.
Okay. Barely knew Grex.
Okay, they're going to shoot.
Is it difficulty or setback?
Adds a difficulty.
Die. Wow, that's good.
That's juicy.
Okay, they just hit you for 11 points of damage.
Oh.
11,
is that 11, all?
They deal 11 wounds.
11 wounds minus my soak.
Minus your soak.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what?
And they spent their maneuver to aim, so they're staying where they are. Okay, Hazma, you are up.
This is a very crowded corridor now. Can Hazma get a shot through all these people? Is there the equivalent of precise shot? Do I take a difficulty dire? Otherwise, I'll try to move around the corner and shoot directly into them. If I can move to here, I would like to move, like, here, basically.
You want to run through them, is what you're saying?
No, I'd like to go out this way, down south. Out to the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk.
I see. If you wanted to do that, I would say that's going to be, it's going to take you four maneuvers to get out to the other doorway.
I was thinking as much. That's too much. So am I able to fire now? And let me know if I am.
Yes, just add a setback die to your dice pool.
Okay, and I will aim from where I am as well. So does that setback and an advantage die?
If you aim, you add a boost die.
Boost die. So yeah. A setback and a boost die. A lot of dice. Let's see what happens. Here it goes. Oh, that's looking juicy. On this turn. We're talking one good. Advantage, and that's, I think, it. Yes.
Oh, what? Okay. Come on, Grant.
Recover
one
strain.
Do you drink?
Oh, boy. I'm drinking high C. Not much juice content.
Is that everything?
That's the whole shebang.
Okay, it is 2R's turn. He will try to take a shot through this this crowded hallway as well.
2R. Save us.
And he hits.
Yeah, dude.
Take out another one. Actually, he hits with 3 advantage, so that is a crit.
Oh
my god. Dude.
So, wait, if you have when you have a success, your number of advantage is what determines your crit threshold? Because each weapon has a crit number, and it's based on the advantage rolled if you succeed.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You can spend advantage on it, or you can spend it on other effects.
Yes, so he could recover some strain, but he has no strain right now, he's just going to...
That is really cool. I like that
mechanic.
Yeah,
that is cool. I like that, too.
So his weapon can inflict 1 critical injury, which in this case is immediately suffer 2 strain. But the stormtroopers have no strain threshold, so strain automatically becomes damage.
So good, simple, clean mechanic. When you fight something that doesn't have a strain value, it just converts to wounds. Perfect. He's going to kill one, maybe both.
He's going to kill one, so he drops another stormtrooper.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
death to the oppressors. And Grex, you're up. We're standing right in front of these guys.
Okay. I'm like eyeballing.
Hold on. I think it's me.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You're right. You're right. It is Eli.
Eli. Just say it's Eli's turn.
Okay, it is Eli's turn.
All right, Eli is going to come around the corner here. He's going to move out in front of CL8 as a maneuver, try to get to medium range. Is this medium range?
Yeah.
He's going to try to get to medium range. He sees Grex just get lit up. The explosion of the grenade misses. He comes out in front. It's all down to you now, Eli. Pulls up his blaster rifle, aims it down the hallway at this last... stormtrooper, and
come on,
he's going to aim. Spend 1 point of strain to aim.
No, aiming is a maneuver, so right. you could spend 2 strain to take a second maneuver if that's what you want.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So 2 strain. So he spends 2 strain to aim,
and you add
then
a boost die.
He's going to add the boost die. He'll take the 2 difficulty die. Does he take a setback die because Grex is in the hallway? Or did you have to have 2 allies to take the setback?
I was just playing that fast and loose. I'd say you're close enough now that you don't take the setback die. You're aiming.
Okay. He's going to close his eyes and say, "Use the force, Eli." And he's going to use a force point, a destiny point.
Oh shit!
To get a yellow die and finish this dude off.
Kill him!
Come on, Eli! Be the hero you were meant to be. Success!
Yes!
Success! And a threat.
Okay, so success, suffer 1 threat. Strain from the threat, and then...
Suffer 1 strain from the threat, and so he does 10 points of damage.
Okay, so let's just walk back a second. So Grex is, like, trying to be stealthy, but he walks straight out into the hallway where 3 stormtroopers spot him and immediately start firing, but he's able to dodge their first flurry of blaster bolts. He the others come running to save him. Everyone's just shooting, missing. The BX2R, the reclaimed Imperial combat droid who has joined your cause, steps out with his new blaster rifle, levels, shoots one, kills one, levels, shoots, kills another one. Grex tries to throw a grenade, misses, explodes down the hallway, and then Eli, his hands shaking, emerges and gets off a shot and kills the last stormtrooper.
Yeah!
Oh, hell yeah, baby.
Awesome. The force is with you, young Eli.
And as you're celebrating, you hear from the comm unit, I'm one of the stormtroopers. Shh. Theta Squad. Theta Squad. This is the control room. Control room. What's going on out there? Report. Report. And we'll see you next time.
Oh, that's a good Cliffy, Matthew.
Oh, what a Cliffy.
Oh, Matthew. That's a good one.
You can see that Cliffy through my stormtrooper outfit.
You're wearing my laminate armor.
Yeah, you're not wearing
it. What am I
Make
saying?
Up your mind.